Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Ha ha! That's Big Mamu.
Possum Hour?
I'm Halliday.
I'm Taraday.
I'm Christmas Day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh!
I'll tell Santa Claus on you.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
But nothing in his back. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. Well, he lives up in a mountain like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut. He never took a day.
Five and all that good stuff. It was a double. Book roll double for sure. The Possum Hour theme.
S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S-R-A.
Bye.
Well,
what a nice good evening, ladies and gentlemen. They just all lost the sound.
How about that? Well, let's see, man. I don't know what to do. He's still lost in the sound there. No sound. All right. Well, let's punt.
Ah, shit. You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
They can't hear us, man.
No one can hear us. There you go.
No. No.
And it can't be refreshing because that would just be a couple people. They all can't hear us, right?
Fight reloading the page, no dice. Play button suddenly inoperative.
Yeah. Okay. There you have it.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, it said we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue.
Well, we put stuff together, so at least we have the archive.
should we proceed?
Yeah, we might as well. We'll be in the archives, kids. All right, who am I talking to?
All right. Well, okay, blah, 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 blah.
Tell him to talk amongst himself.
All right, well, let's go to first order of business then. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, acting like nothing's wrong, a word from our sponsor.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Time Life Music presents the greatest collection of Christmas songs ever assembled.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes.
First time, Time Life brings you all of these great stars together in one Christmas collection. 50 timeless classics on 3 records or 2 deluxe long play cassettes.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Time Life brings you Bing Crosby's White Christmas, the most popular recording of all time, never before available in a collection such as this.
Mr. Hindu is Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus.
Here come Santa Claus, here come Santa Claus, running down Santa Claus Lane.
It's Christmas time for my penis.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Christmas on acid.
The Treasury of Christmas, the perfect way to celebrate the joy of this holiday season. 50 songs on 3 records or 2 long play cassettes, just $19.95.
I put it on Santa's lap.
miss this opportunity to receive the Time Life Treasury of Christmas. Use your credit card and call now, 1-800-453-1907. That's 1-800-453-1907. Or send $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling to Time Life Christmas, PO Box 7000-5, Everett, New York.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Say, I guess everybody just loves Christmas, don't they, Captain?
No, I'm sorry to say that there are some people who don't. In fact, there's a very famous story written by Charles Dickens. It's all about a man who actually hated Christmas.
A man who hated Christmas?
That's right. The story is called Fuck You, Gumby!
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Blah, blah,
blah. I love it. There you go.
I had to get it in there, man.
You know. Oh, yeah, I like it. That was perfect.
Shoot, man.
And that's the Christmas album I could get. The that little ad. Music. There you go.
Yeah, I kind of tweaked it a little bit.
I forgot about Christmas on acid.
Christmas on acid. All the classics, man. So,
oh, yeah.
What do I want to talk about? Oh, I want to go back over that key thing, man. What year is your car you drive around?
2005.
Five? Okay, we're in the same ballpark there. Because, man, I mean, there's no key to the new car. There's no key. No radio. What the fuck, man?
And it doesn't fly. It's like
and it doesn't fly.
Advanced, almost.
They ain't going back. You know, they're not going to go, oh, you know what? People really liked keys. And then I've seen this on houses, on front door. Get rid of the key.
Yeah.
I have electronic entry to your house.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen any houses like that. So.
Hang on. They're about ready to bail.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Guys, see you in the
Tell them to pick up some candy canes on the way out. We got it hanging there in the tree for them.
Gumby says, help yourself. Some candy canes.
There you
right.
go. I just ordered my DVD.
Of?
I'll be getting that Wednesday.
Oh, DVD of what?
$43. That's a player. DVD player.
Oh, DVD play!
Yeah. Yeah, I figured, you know, I'm sitting here waiting for them to put on Woody Allen movies that I have right in my fucking living room, right in my bedroom. But
yeah.
I spent thousands and thousands of dollars in DVDs. I might as well start watching them again.
Well, hell yeah, man. Uh-huh. What's the fun of?
I don't know, the Marx Brothers ones. Good ones that they hardly ever play.
I watched Opera this weekend.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Yuck. I just want to say everybody showed up. Hope was here. Cake was
there
here. Ford was here. And they're all leaving. So Ford's still trying. What a trooper, man. Oh, they're all these guys. Get out of here, man. They're good, loyal possums, man. So anyway, my point was with the lock things and the keys. What the fuck are locksmiths going to do, man? They're going to be out of a job.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a typewriter ribbon supply store.
Exactly.
I was reading about that one time. There's like one place in the United States you can get typewriter ribbon.
Oh, okay.
Because it's still, you know, there's still a couple of typewriters in use somewhere.
No, yep. You got it.
Even I ditched
phonograph needles.
Yeah.
More vinyls. Vinyl's kind of making a comeback.
Vinyl's kind of making a comeback, but 8-track tapes, not so much.
No.
You're going to see those again.
Uh-huh.
The cassettes are pretty much dead, too.
Yeah.
All physical media dead. That's why in the car, there's no radio or tape deck or just, you know, anything like that. You got to plug in your gym crack. Well, fuck that.
Listen to Bluetooth on that puppy.
So, I just wanted to get a little fired up before we blow up Paul McCartney again.
Yeah. Foam up again.
It's like a rerun show. I don't know why. But I fixed it.
Okay.
All right? It's perfect now. It's a masterpiece.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No doubt.
Blowing up Macca.
Remember when you were with the Beatles?
Sure.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Go! 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 Go!
Pull the string.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas
time. Give me. I'll give out wings.
From me. She said, hey Nick, did you not read my list? I don't want nothing, I just want a super 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 twist. Woo, a Christmas twist. I like it, never think the kids here like a life. It's a super twist, a Christmas twist. A Christmas morning sitting under our tree. My baby giving presents over to me. I didn't have a gift, but I had to insist. The best ever present is a Christmas super super twist. I like you never been to kiss you, you like a light just to do the twist, a Christmas twist, yeah! Now to do the twist is not uncool, everybody can do it, there ain't no rules. You bend the knee, you shake your hips.
Since the lounge is empty.
Yeah. There won't be any clapping, so they have.
Won't be
it.
Any clapping tonight.
Uh-huh.
This bad, sad state of affairs. I mean, think of the locksmith.
Crickets are out of season two, though. What the hell?
What is?
Crickets are out of season two, so what can we
have?
That's
right. Well, we'll just use our imaginations.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. All right, what do I got? Oh, I wrote a joke.
Yeah.
I was hoping Ford would be here for this one. I haven't finished it, though. Maybe we could finish this joke.
Okay.
Mother-in-law joke. My mother-in-law should have been a major league pitcher. She was masterful at the breaking ball. No.
Okay.
She was masterful at breaking balls. Breaking balls.
Okay, alright. Yeah. I don't know how else you can word it.
She was masterful at breaking balls. It has to be balls, plural. That's the hang-up.
Yeah.
She used to throw me a lot of curveballs, too. But she isn't breaking balls.
I like it.
And I wanted to ask Apple Cheeks if she liked Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah.
If it had sullied her outlook on Henry Fonda.
Uh-huh. Old Hank, man. Bad guy.
Ooh.
Damn good bad guy, too.
It's hard to think of a bad or bad guy.
Uh-huh. Hank delivers, baby.
Man. Although, I did finish watching Streets of Laredo. Pretty good cast, man. Randy Quaid as John Wesley Harden.
Okay.
Ned Beatty.
Cousin Eddie.
As Judge Roy Bean.
Okay.
Ford says the show is on air, but waiting for host to call in is what it says. So we may not get anything out of it anyway.
Yeah, it might not even be an art guy.
Weird. Hey, well, what the fuck?
The
ultimate lost episode.
That's it, man. Be out there with this pterodactyl.
It's just as well with that mother-in-law joke, man, you know? It would have bombed anyway.
I don't know. I think someone might have hit on that one already.
Yeah, breaking balls.
Yeah.
Breaking balls. I just thought of it. I was watching this baseball video.
Yeah.
You're talking about breaking balls. Breaking balls. Breaking my balls.
There you go.
Man, I was 2 for 2 on mother-in-laws, man. They were both wrong numbers.
Mine didn't speak a lick of English, so I got along well with her.
You lucky son of a bitch. You lucky son of a... Especially this... the first one I got in line, man.
Yeah.
I flipped out on her one time.
You got it.
I'm the king of the castle. Shut the fuck up. You know, it's one of them things.
You are a blabbermouth.
Yeah. I'm the king, and you're nothing. I'm the king. Nothing. Oh, so you're the king of nothing. Punchline. I laid into her one time. She tiptoed around me ever. The last time I saw her, man. What a pill. And then the second one was worse because she acted like she was my pal.
Okay.
And then one day she wasn't my pal no more. She called me everything but a child of God. And I restrained myself from giving her the Cramden. But I kind of wish I had. I just kept saying, I hope you'll stop now before you say something that you can't take back. But on the upside,
she took the high road.
I did take the high road. And on the upside, she's probably dead anyways.
Okay, there you go.
I know number one's still creeping around, man. Spooky woman. The spook. She was a spook, man. The spook. She started trouble. You get the whole family together and start trouble. And then you see her sit back and like, you know, kind of excellent.
Yeah.
You know,
like, look
watch
what
her,
I did.
Yeah, watch her mayhem him unfold. quite a lovely. It's the holiday. It's the holiday grievances, man. Festivus.
Which makes it nice that you're sitting at home alone for Christmas. Fuck all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I mean, nobody fuck,
all
fight
that.
Made a turkey dinner or nothing, man. I'm sitting here.
Uh-huh.
What did I eat for tonight? Half a pizza. Oh, it was a Paul Newman's, though.
Okay. Paul Newman pizza? I had a pizza myself.
They were on sale.
Called out. We called
Paul
out
Newman?
A Papa John's.
Ah.
No Paul Newman.
I've never been a Papa John's fan. I'm not a fan of the sauce.
I wasn't too impressed with what was delivered.
For me, it's the sauce, man.
Yeah.
If you have a shitty sauce, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter what's on that pie, man. It's going to suck. Oh, well. When I call in for
people... I just watched Paul Newman and Harper. Harper yesterday.
Harper, good one. Good one.
Yeah.
Detective.
Yep. Now I might want to see the sequel. I don't know if that's... I'm going to check to see if it's streaming all right. The Drowning Pool? I've seen it before.
That's a sequel. Yeah. Right.
Place in New Orleans.
Yeah. That Streets of Laredo is a sequel to The Lonesome Dove.
Yeah.
It was a 4-hour movie, so I watched it in three chunks.
Okay.
It was actually a 3-parter on TV.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. George Carlin, Sonia Braga.
Okay.
Ned Beatty getting hung. That was pretty cool. you varlet.
Good actor, Ned Beatty, man. I like him.
I like Ned Beatty. And I like Randy Quaid, man.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get no Randy
Ned,
Quaid.
Man.
Yeah. Good actor,
how he's doing, man.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Well,
got to be that whack job girl he's with.
Apple Cheeks is trying to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Cheeks. The show is fucked up. Hear us in the archives,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Ask her how she liked How the West Was Won.
Oh, yeah.
No, Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah.
Was that
the
movie? Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah. What did you think of?
Sergio Leonte.
Time in the West. Okay, maybe we'll get an answer. Actually, has something happening. A little... interaction with our audience tonight here. So I still haven't figured out why the three monks is all only.
I know, man.
But, well, you know, PTA's got on the Stooges there in the 60s. She loved it, Once Upon a Time in the West.
There you go.
Of course she did. Great movie. I like how,
Jason Robards.
Jason Robards, and of course Charlie Bronson, man. And it was interesting. I think I've mentioned that. I saw Henry Fonda on Dick Cavett talking about it. He just mentioned it in passing, and nobody'd heard of it.
Okay, probably didn't get much buzz in the beginning.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, being Eddie, I guess, yeah.
He said he
maybe
showed
he
up.
He wasn't big in the States.
He showed up for the film and, you know, all hero and dressed up, you know, nice and heroic. And the guy's like, no. It was all role reversals, too, which was neat. Because Charlie Bronson's the heavy, usually, and that's what made it cool.
I loved it. And it was, the beginning was great. Got
oh,
one
yeah.
horse too many. or was it two words? I forget how it is.
Yeah, yeah. And why did, well, why didn't they bring Jack Ewan back for the overdubs, too? He doesn't have, it's not Jack Ewan's voice.
I forgot about that.
What the fuck is that about?
Hey, but that's Franco Nero. Franco Nero's doing another Django. That guy's about 77 years old, man. Django lives.
I'd be damned.
That would be interesting.
Well,
I didn't even know you're still alive until that Quentin Tarantino's Django.
You
had that cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
There's nobody in the lounge. Well, they are in the lounge. they're in and out. They're hoping that beyond hope.
Yeah. They're probably singing Christmas carols.
I hope it does show up in the archives, though.
Yeah, sure.
Because we've got good shit, man. So anyway, they were there in the Possum Lounge. We said their names, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Uh-huh.
Cake, Ford, Hope.
Yep. I've been GT.
Hovering above. No GT tonight, man.
Okay.
I'll open his card.
Thank you for that card, yeah.
I'm going to open his card. What the fuck? Tired of waiting for him.
There you go.
All right. GT. He never listens to the archive. Oh, cool.
No.
Beautiful card. Beautiful red card. Snowflakes.
Uh-huh.
And big letters, peace.
Nice. Nice sentiment.
Our warmest wishes for joyous Noel and peace in your heart this Christmas. GT. Nice.
Beauty, beauty. How are you?
My favorite card this year. GT and hovering above the lounge.
Yes.
His twin engine flying Duesenberg.
Yes, sir.
What's the cue, man? Sorry. This is a fly by the seat of your pants show. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Professor RJ Gummy, there they are. It's the Ertzat Pseudo Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Zach.
As the Beaver.
Well, who's clapping?
Department store is the very worst answer you ever saw. Oh, he's Blotto in the grotto again. He's Blotto in the grotto again. Oh, what's he doing now? Making a row. He'll wake up with an headache the size of a cow. He's Blotto in the grotto again. And every year is just the same. The kids see through his bad disguise. He thinks the bad can old Miss Pies. He's Blotto. Sneaks in beer and he hides it under the tree. Everyone must think it weird, cause Santa's thrown up in his beard. He starts to stagger around, and sometimes he falls down. Well, he's been drinking round the clock, the mums and dads look on in shock. He's Blotto in the grotto again. He's Blotto in the grotto. He's arsehole from his mistletoe. He's Blotto in the grotto again. And every year is just the same. The kids see through his bad disguise. He thinks the bag's an old Miss Pies. He's Blotto in the grotto again. Ha ha ha! It's Christmas! Well, he ain't no saint.
says he'll be lucky if he ain't on the news. He's Blotto in the grotto again, and every year is just the same. The kids see through his bad disguise, he speaks of fags and old mince pies. The parents can't believe their eyes. He's Blotto in the grotto, Blotto in the grotto, Blotto in the grotto again.
I was taking on
yes.
Absolutely. Blotto, that should be Daddy G's theme song, man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Blotto in the grotto.
If it wasn't too much Christmas references, maybe you could just do a bite from it for one of the show.
Yeah. Turn it down when a Christmas chicken comes on. Christmas crap.
Exactly. There you go. Daddy G, there you go. Listen to your archives. Opportunity missed.
I had a huge home run with my unbirthday present to my sister this year.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, I forget. Oh,
I got her the banjo barometer for the wall.
Oh, that's right, yeah, okay.
She fucking loves that.
Uh-huh. Great, man.
I got the boys. I was trying to, like, buy the boys, you know, a token Christmas thing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The theme this year is going to be crappiest Christmas ever. I wasn't able to get any candy or anything like that. I just forgot and just, I got a festive bag. A tin of cookies, the crappy kind you get at Christmas that nobody likes and you wouldn't buy otherwise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The little sugar cookies.
Yeah.
And an Uncle Bobo paper doll book. It's got Uncle Bobo, Bobo Jr., Bobo III, Pipsy, Pie Face, and Natasha, and they're all in there. You could dress them up.
I like it.
Yeah, I found them in Ollie's. Well, I hope they're not. They can't be listening. Ha ha. So there you go. But
did they have like it depends for Bobo? Little papers you pull on them?
I can't remember now. I haven't looked at. I bought them in this summer. I saw them this summer. Put them away. I haven't looked at it, but yeah, they went down at their skivvies, and then you put the clown suit on Bobo and Uday and Husay are in the same one together. They're just one cutout. You can't. They don't have their own page. They're together, joined at the hip, and even had Pie Face, which I thought was cool.
Who the hell's Pie Face?
That's his daughter with the other daughter. Not Ivanka.
Oh, okay. I can't remember his other daughter.
I remember he was married to Marlon Maples.
Yeah, Marlon. Yeah.
And he had one a little girl with him, her.
Yeah.
Who looks like a real bitch. I mean, you know, you just get you like, hey, boy. Which she's used to getting her own way. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think old Ivanka looks like super uber bitch. Like,
oh, definitely.
I mean, like, I've heard. You ever watch that Noel Casler?
Which one?
Noel Casler.
Noel Casler. No.
Okay, he's the guy. It was the showrunner on The Apprentice. So he knows all the poop and literally poop on Bobo and Titsy and Uday and Husay. All of them. And he poops his pants, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for saying people that if you're going to vote for Bobo, you're a moron. You're just misled.
Yes.
Misguided.
Basically misled.
Probably woefully ignorant as well. But that's another story.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was fired up that night. I don't know why.
Well, you're right. You're right.
He says he wants to be a fucking dictator. I think it's a pretty poor choice for a leader in a democracy. Now, if you're in a fucking in North Korea or somewhere like that, maybe that works out for you. But
that doesn't bother him. That doesn't bother anybody.
Land of the free. My God, that's a nightmare. I mean, you think about what he would once he got in there. Holy shit. 80 bar the door.
Someone has to take him out. And it would be an inside job, too.
The generals.
One of his own
they hate him.
Uh-huh.
His fucking generals hate his ass, man.
Oh, yeah.
Be a military coup. Okay. Just kidding, man. You guys could have it back. We just wanted a pin in this thing, man.
First president assassinated by friendly fire.
Yeah. Man. I like this presidential immunity thing they're talking about. They go, well, if he has presidential immunity, then he could just shoot somebody. Or the president could just, you know, go across the hall, shoot his wife, and then pardon himself.
Yeah. Well, what he's actually saying is Joe Biden could shoot him.
Yeah. And then on the other end, then they also, not to get all politicky, but they got that thing where they want to keep him off the ballot.
Yeah.
I think that's a can of worms, man.
Yeah.
I hope they rule against that. Because what's to stop them from keeping, you know.
Which they are going to. I think they are going to vote against it.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. That's just, I don't know.
But I don't know what the debate is. I don't know why they don't. Why this thing's dragging on? He obviously did the insurrection. What the fuck?
Oh, that was, I don't know what the
Jesus
fuck it was.
Right. Yeah.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, spin that wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
Funny thing was, them guys that made up the case to keep him off the ballot in Colorado are Republicans.
Yeah.
So you can't really say it's not politically motivated on political lines. It's politically motivated because they see him as a clear and present danger.
Yep. I'm still glad they did it. Even though it's just, Supreme Court will change it, but, overrule it. But still, I'm glad they did it. Just pointed out to people.
They also said, like, the vice president could go across the hall, shoot the president, become president, then pardon himself.
Ah, but if he was vice president, I'd have that kind of immunity.
Well, he'd be if he kills the president, then he'll be president. He'll have it.
Oh, me? Oh, before getting sworn in, he would automatically be president?
Ooh, you might have a loophole
there.
Who's your Messiah now? Or you set up a guy in the book depository to take him out for you, and then you take the oath on the way back to Washington.
There you go.
That might work.
I like it.
3 minutes!
The First Lady covered in blood.
And balls made out of snow. Frosty the pervert, all the kids he liked to watch. His stick did grow when he packed snow on his cold and icy crotch. There must have been some magic when he stroked his frozen meat, 'cause Frosty started moaning loud and it began
to sleep. Frosty the Perfect was as glad as he could get. He threw away his corncob pipe and lit a cigarette. His trail down to the village, his stick melting in his hand, running here and there all around the square, yelling, catch me if you can. They chased him down the street of town right to a vice squad cop, who shoved the nightstick up his ass, and Frosty screamed,
don't stop, ooh!
Frosty the Perfect was locked up that very day, but he did not cry as he waved goodbye, knowing he'd be back someday. Beating his meat all over the street, look at Frosty go. Lighting his hands all over his glands, his cum is white as snow.
Filthy, dirty.
Well, you got that right, man. That was Ford's fault.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The pit of me threw away. Now what'll that asshole think of next? Is anybody got a dime? Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dime.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
I'm super pumped.
There you go. Now it's game on. Here's our music.
What's in the emu news, Commodore?
No emus tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to save the script. I had a script and everything for the opening. Saving that for next time.
There you go.
Economy.
When we know we're on the air.
Yeah, economize. It was weird because they could hear the show for the opener. They were all digging on the Brian Setzer.
Uh-huh.
And then bingity bangity boom. Boom. No show. Hey. Let me see here. What's going on in the world? But the animals first? We'll do the animals first.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
The animals. All right. Okay, this is puzzling. In Arizona. I didn't know they had bears in Arizona. But these wildlife experts found this bear roaming around a neighborhood. He was abnormally small. They have no idea why. He's only 15 pounds and he's about a year old. He should weigh 70 pounds. So I can't figure it out, but he seems healthy enough. So, he's
okay.
In the zoo. Chilling in the
zoo,
man. Yeah.
Arizona Zoo.
I hope he has leads a good life.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Gary Coleman.
A little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And a loose goat was lassoed in a Minnesota neighborhood. This is pretty cool. sheriff's deputy, he got some, grabbed some rope and lassoed that goat. But he'll be telling that story.
Oh yeah.
In the time. Yeah, you know, I watched my share of Gunsmoke.
That's it. Probably be on the next Fargo.
And then oh, here we go. This is Facebook. Don't believe shit you see on Facebook, I guess, is
yeah.
The lesson here. There are no lions on the loose in Nashville or Indianapolis. Okay.
That's always good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So, but somebody, they started posting this picture. They figured out the picture was, I don't know, dates back to 2015, some wildlife camera in Honolulu, South Africa. And these people post it and go, oh, this escaped from the Nashville Zoo yesterday. They were caught on camera at 2 a.m.
You can't blame these people for fucking around, though.
You ruined the internet. Should have looked at when Al Gore invented the internet, he had in mind this would be a bastion of truth, justice, and the American way.
Well, all the fake news going around just saying that a lion is loose someplace is nothing.
Well, I get, but you know, it doesn't help. Not helping. You're not helping. Not helping over here.
I'm going to start one that's Tigers loose in Jersey. Jersey City.
All you need is a picture of a tiger walking around somewhere, and you go, see? There's a tiger walking around. Okay. An Ohio centenarian.
Yeah.
Celebrated her 105th birthday.
Oh, God.
Loveland, Ohio, with 105 liquor shooters.
Is that some kind of shot, I'm assuming?
These tiny little, you know, those little airplane bottles?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's real popular to buy that stuff GT likes, the Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
Yeah. Okay.
So she sat around and sucked some of them, and I'm sure other people helped her finish off the 105.
Good for her, man. I like hearing that. If I'm 105, I'm going to booze it up like I'm fucking believable. I'm going to catch up.
What do you got to lose?
Exactly.
She went to Hooters?
That's just great that she can get around and everything. Good God.
Yeah. Now, this is a different one. A Florida woman commemorated her 100th birthday at Hooters and partied with Hooters girls. I don't know. That's nothing compared to Fireball Flow.
If you got your health and you got the mindset and everything, I think it's great to grow old, but chances of that happening.
I know, man. My health's fading. My mind is turning into, like, get off my lawn, you know. Get away from me. Get away from me. I can't tolerate idiots anymore. They just put up with a lot of dumbass.
You're surrounded by them. You got to. You have no choice.
I'm weeding them out, man. I'm weeding them out. Stooges. No more stooges. All right, here's some auctions that are kind of cool. This is like the original fake Christmas tree.
Okay.
Pardon me. 103-year-old Christmas tree. Not quite as old as Fireball Flow. But it was a family heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to auction, sold for $4,296. I don't know. Is that enough to part with a family heirloom?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Without hesitation.
probably a $25 setup. Wait, 103 years ago? That must have been like 59 cents.
Yeah, yeah. If it was a dollar, you know, it couldn't have been a dollar 100 years ago. Money actually had value then.
Plus it's Christmas. Fuck it. I'd sell it at a drop of a fucking hat.
All right. It's kind of cool.
Not a holiday guy.
Like a Charlie Brown tree. I got one just, I kind of like it. It's a little one. Okay. I set it out on the family credenza there. And
okay.
It's just like 8 inches, I don't know, 12 inches tall.
Well,
this is kind of cool.
Here. No tree.
Thrift store Vols. Okay.
Yeah.
Guy's got a pretty good eye for what's cool. Picked up for $3.99 at Goodwill a vase, a glass vase.
Uh-huh.
Auctioned it off for $107,000, a big one.
Oh.
Yeah. Now that's an auction.
Uh-huh. Good God.
Yeah. He took it home, photographed it, the insignias, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And they says, well, it's probably worth about $30,000 to $50,000. Puts it on the auction. $107,000. He takes home $83,500 out of the sale. Nice job. Man, they get 23.6 for selling that thing now at the auction house.
Yeah, I would imagine so. In a big
I guess they have a lot of risk there, I guess. But damn, man, $83,000 for $3.99. Nice investment.
Kind of makes you want to go to swap meets and flea markets.
I own one cool vase.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I got a pewter vase. Kind of cool.
How was that?
You know, pewter, like a metal.
Oh, okay.
An old thing. But no, the coolest one I got is the same vase that the Brady Bunch have in their stairwell on the table.
Oh, okay.
The red vase. Not the one they
okay.
broke playing basketball or whatever. So it's pretty cool.
You should tell people it's from the prop from the
Yeah, it's the actual
old.
One.
Yeah, there
but
you go.
Even so, it's worth about $300 to $500 I've seen them online.
Okay.
So
nice.
Pretty cool.
Nice. That's going to be out in the trash with your comic books when you go.
I know. It's going to be out the curb. The Silver Surfers, hey, pile of Silver Surfers, Brady Bunch Vaws. My autographed picture of Larry Storch. All right, here's some of the rejected Illinois customized license plates.
Yeah.
And they rejected Eat Butts. That's pretty obvious.
Okay.
MILFs, M-I-L-F-S.
Yeah.
Whoop Ass, W-O-O-P-A-S-S. Come on, man. Poopsie, P-O-O-P-S-Y. I don't think they meant poop, though.
No. Poopsie's a fucking name, eh?
Yeah, like old poodle.
Yeah.
It poopsie. D's nuts.
Yeah.
D-S-V-Z-N-U-T-Z. And Iowa sucks. I-O-W-A-S-X. The Secretary of State said that clever is too generous a word, but they did make me laugh. Can't have those.
They were giving me stink eye when I applied for my Busan license plate.
right.
Uh-huh.
Funny.
I still have that, man. It's amazing I do. You're supposed to hand it back in. Somehow,
yeah.
I guess shuffled between here and Massachusetts. I got away with it.
I got an old driver's license. And
yeah.
From when I was 40. It's the greatest picture, one of the greatest pictures I ever took in my life on a fucking driver's license. And I lost it in the laundry, honestly. Lost it in the wash.
Yeah.
Went and got a new one. Some bitch, there it was. So I still have that.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
All right. I think I had a nice picture, too.
But
the one I got now is fucking horrible.
Ugh.
I think
some old man on mine.
Picture. Yeah.
Some old guy. don't have many. Here they are. Should have saved one of those, what's his heads for tonight, David Rush. Anyway, a Mexican acrobat. This is pretty cool. I watched the video on this. She did, she's had 10 years of training. She broke the Guinness World Record for, this is a woman, for the most aerial hoop somersaults in 1 minute. And that's where she's on the hoop, suspended in air, and she spins herself around through the hoop, see?
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Spin.
Legs.
She's going backwards.
Nice hands.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, okay. She got nice behind.
Oh, that's what I like.
But those acrobats and gymnasts are usually kind of fit. Yeah, flat chested is what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, I'll say that never bothered me.
Doesn't bother me either, man.
Well, nice ass is what you're going to be like.
Yeah, a nice, thank you, man. I'm on the same page. A nice shaped ass.
Uh-huh.
A pair of titties. Thank you.
Yep. Mm. Titties are a bonus.
We're a couple of, what's it? But think about titties, they're only going to go downhill over time.
Exactly.
So, you know, the less of them, the better, I say.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
Kind of think that way. But this is so, well, it's not misogynist, but sexist. Yeah, that's the word. It's
there
sexist.
There you go. There you go. All right. Sexist. All right.
I mean, how about this?
We'll take it.
Hey, every once in a while you let your hair down, you know.
Yeah, what the hell? No one's listening.
No one's listening. So we got a Texas man who broke a Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
He decided to support his favorite football team by running a marathon in full uniform.
Huh.
Setting a world record of 3 hours, 29 minutes, and 30 seconds for a marathon, I guess, whatever that is, 5 miles.
26 is a regular marathon.
What is it, 26?
26,
Yeah, I guess so, 3 hours, yeah. Yeah. Okay. The fastest marathon dressed in an American football kit, male. My question is, and they don't specify, was he wearing cleats?
Ooh, good question.
Because that would make it really, really, really hard.
Yeah, it's authentic too if it's a full uniform.
Yeah, so.
I used to run half marathons, man. Picture that.
Well,
13 fucking
yeah.
miles.
You're a skinny guy. running physique.
Never did well. To me,
I'm
it was
lucky
just a nice jog watching people fly by me. I'm just a nice jog. I'm in my own zone.
I like walking.
Thinking of girls' asses.
What? I like walking.
Yeah, I like walking. There you go.
That's
something I should take up. Except if I go walking, I'm going to walk with a fat cigar. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Whenever I see somebody smoking and walking, I just go, oh, I might have gotten him.
Uh-huh.
I used to walk.
That'll be me. That'll
I used to walk
me.
To buy cigarettes. That was one of my things. Well, going to buy cigarettes, so walk and had to cancel out half a pack. I don't know. Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's all I got.
All right.
Don't stop me. No, no. Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
In the show when I usually go take a grab a beer and take a whiz, you know. Had to hurry.
That was some piano going on in that one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are correct. I was on a Fjords.
Okay.
Last minute addition to the show. Oh, pardon me. Oh, I had one more story.
Okay.
Curse me for a novice.
Yeah.
That's Doctor Strange says that. Curse me for a novice. Oregon police find a reported hand grenade. Was a dog poop bag dispenser.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we found this item of concern, and it's shaped like a hand grenade.
Uh-huh.
And inside are plastic bags. It's a dispenser. Doggy do.
Okay.
Doggy do bag. I'd love to see the police report on that one. Hand grenade, the dog poop bag dispenser.
It's an interesting
and it was a
item.
Poop store.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd buy one. Actually, I still have all the. I still save the stupid plastic bags from the store. Because I used to use them when I'd walk the dog.
And you still save them, yep.
And I'm still saving them. And I gave a big pile to Bogey because he's got cats.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Say what you will about the guy. He cleans up after his damn cats, that's for sure.
There you go. That's always good to do.
Because, like, some people, you go over their house, you're like, oh, they got a cat, you know.
Yeah, right off the bat, you smell that. The hell smell is that? Brings tear to your eyes.
Ammonia.
I saved the bags from the store too, and when I scraped scrape out food. Like I said before, I don't put it down the garbage disposal. I put it in a bag and throw it out.
Yeah, that's a good use for
that
it.
I throw my empty water bottles in. Like I got a bag right next to me to take out for a recyclable.
For recycling. You recycle.
Yeah.
You
put
recycle
all the water bottles in it. You're not supposed to have plastic, right? But fuck it. You know, what the hell?
No. I know a guy
uh-huh.
in the business. He says, no, they recycle the plastic. So,
okay. There you go.
He may have been snowing me. I don't know.
What do I care? It's out of the house. Tomorrow morning, throw it out in the trash.
But anyways, I had some bags for Paulie's poop.
Oh, for Paulie's poop.
I was walking Paulie. Usually gives you a gift.
So is he in the car out?
Pardon?
You don't have no more?
They're coming tomorrow. They're coming
tomorrow. Okay.
I've had a complete success on getting his stupid pill in him.
Because
apparently they were under the impression he wasn't very bright and they could just trick him into taking his pill. No.
Yeah.
This time he comes with a package of deli meat. This fucking dog's eating better than I am over here. I've got the crappy snow floss or whatever the fuck it is. He's eating the deli meat.
And he probably knows about the pill. He figures, hey, if I get deli meat along with
him,
I'll play along.
Exactly.
No dummy. Paulie's no dummy.
All right, I'm gonna set some New Year's resolutions early.
Okay.
I got to take a moratorium from eBay. I'm buying too many shits on eBay. It's like I always want something coming.
Yeah.
Once I get that thing, I'm like, what else they got on eBay? I gotta quit doing that, and I gotta lose some weight, man. I gotta get serious.
Yeah,
I gotta get fucking serious, man. I feel like shit. So,
all right.
Started feeling good this summer, huh?
2024 is the year of the Commodore.
I started feeling good this summer, man. When I dropped 15, I've got most of that back. So.
Try to keep remembering how good you felt. That should help.
Well, you know, it was just periods of inactivity and this and that.
Okay.
And this, I drink too much beer. God damn it, I hate to say that. Ah, but there you go. All right, how about a quickie? We have.
Yeah.
Episode 2, The Exciting Adventures of Guy on a Buffalo.
One day the guy on the buffalo hopped off and stretched his leg, walking the field. Hey, what's this in the weeds? It's a baby. Awesome. Put it in a saddle, hopped on, hopped it up a hill and across the plain. Tried to cross the river, not gonna happen, man. You're riding on a buffalo, member, but keep the baby afloat. Get your guy on a buffalo. Gotta find your friend, she's barren. Guy on a buffalo. Hey, you want this baby? Cheaper than adoption. Do it, man, by yourself. God said, I got this. I don't need you, buffalo. It's just a fear. And normally the buffalo would have it back, but he was chomping on some grass in the field. And just about the time the guy got ready to shoot, he straight up got mauled by
That was lovely. What the hell? Couldn't find the crickets. You still there? Uh-oh. I can't hear Gumby. I can't hear Gumby.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
All right, well, I don't know if you're talking or not, Mr. Gumby. I wonder who's responsible for this mess.
It was the dupes. It was the dupes.
All right. Well, we'll stick to protocol, and then we'll probably wrap up early.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
And I don't know. Well, this show is fucked up anyway. Who cares?
When I was asked to sing a song, I got so scared. I could not say a thing or comb my hair. My words just wouldn't come. My face got red. I opened up my mouth and here is what I said.
Before I do a bobo.
Oh. Hey, well, let's get out of here with while we still have our skins. How about that?
Yes.
Sheesh.
Thank you, Possum.
Neither of us have.
Still in the lounge?
Well, maybe we have. Maybe I have had a stroke, and this is just like a hallucination. I don't know. Anyways.
Maybe we're all part of Paulie's dream. And nothing exists.
Oh. Paulie's in there dreaming and we're just the... Ooh.
he's putting us through all this.
That's a weird thought, man. Well. Yeah, I think the loyal opossums, a couple of them poked their heads in again.
Okay. Sweet.
Rolling Rock.
What are...
Found a joint that sells Rolling Rocks. Drive-thru. I hit them up once in a while.
Okay.
Clean, refreshing Rolling Rock.
Never tasted it.
Well, it doesn't taste like it used to, so you wouldn't recognize it. Nah.
It
used to be kind of salty.
It
salt
tastes like
nappy.
Spring water. Like water, man. It wasn't strong at all.
It's extra pale, man.
Well, maybe that's why. That'll do it. That'll do it, man.
That extra paleness, man. Happens every time. Rolling Rock.
Word.
All right, man. Well, anyway, yeah, the Loyal Possums, Apple Cheeks, Cake, Fjord, Hope, Gold Stars all around. Thanks, GT, for the card.
Yeah, GT, thank you.
Blog Talk get your shit together. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard can it be? You know what I'm saying?
Now, if they're doing this purposely, like end of the year cleaning or something like that, they really don't do it during the holidays, for fuck's sake.
The fucking holidays.
Yeah.
Hey, well, say goodnight, nobody.
Good night, nobody.
Energy!
Fuck Christmas. It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly and fuck Ivy and fuck all that mistletoe. Stupid fucking Christmas songs everywhere you go. And bloated big fat bastards all going ho ho ho. It's fucking Christmas time again. Fuck Christmas. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck turkey. And fuck all that fucking snow. Fuck reindeer and fuck Rudolph with his stupid fucking nose. Fucking sleigh bells ringing everywhere you fucking goes. Fuck stockings and fuck shopping. It just drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves. It's Christmas time again.
I guess we'll do one and try to do one next week. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Fuck. The fuck? What's next week, man?
Oh, that is
New Year's Day.
Yeah, New Year's Day. Yeah.
New Year's Day, man. So I'm glad I put my my resolutions out there.
I'm gonna be working. Cool.
Working New Year's Day.
Yeah, filling in for a woman.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I think I have a job that week. Maybe the next week. I don't know. January.
Oh, we'll find out.
I don't work much in January. That's just a fact. But, you know what the hell. Can't take it with you.
There you go.
Oh, I got a logo to work on. We'll start on that tomorrow.
All right.
That'll be fun. Some fart work at the board, drawing board.
Uh-huh.
And, Wednesday? Wednesday, I'm going to get new glasses. I swear.
Okay.
Well, I'm at least going to get exam and set for new glasses.
All right.
I actually get them Wednesday or not.
Getting things done.
I gotta get that done. It's gotta
You're
happen.
Commodore.
Gotta happen, man. My
uh-huh.
The glasses
I see
are fucking
my
worthless.
New eye doctor. I haven't seen
yeah.
a new one yet.
Geez, you got bigger
here.
Problems than I do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Luck with that. My old problems is I getting around to it, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit, man. All right. Well, we'll plan. Send more stuff.
All right.
I've got plenty. I got that cool yodel, man. I think we...
That was good.
I've had that for a long time, but I don't think we ever played it.
Hard to tell for yodels.
With the yodel, I always think, would Cake like this or not? You know?
She would have loved that one.
You think she'd have Big Cake approved?
Yep. All right. In fact, we're going to bring it back next week. Because she didn't hear it.
No, not tonight. So I meant the one you sent today. Yeah.
Oh, well, I forgot about that one. All right.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
A yodel.
It's interesting.
All right, man. Well, Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Krimble.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.